Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A feature today on the ever-evolving country ham industry, and who better to feature for that than Ronnie Drennan, owner of Broadbent Country Hams, and who had a very strong showing at this year's state fair.
We did very well. We won 5 out of 6 classes and 1 grand champion, so we had an outstanding fair.
Since 64, his Broadbent's B&B Foods has won 17 top honors, perfectly suited for their advertising materials.
Kentucky Country Ham Show is the best ham show in the country. There's none anywhere close to it, so when you win it, it's great.
Each ham processor has its own method and style of production.
We long cure our hams. We don't sell any ham before 6 months, and we like to keep them on a 9-month rotation, and now we're actually curing a lot of hams, even a year to year and a half for some restaurants.
So that's one end of the spectrum. Vacuum packaging and by the slice is another.
It is. A lot of families just want enough for one meal at a time, and so you don't sell near as many whole hams.
And those options have helped keep country ham demand up.
I believe so. The younger generation, it's trying ham, and it's not as salty as they've always believed that it was. It's still salty, but nothing like it, they thought their grandparents' hams were.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Ronnie Drennan of Broadbent's B&B Hams out of Catawba, producer of this year's State Fair Grand Champion Country Ham. He talked about their marketing.
Of course, we have wholesale. We have a little retail shop and mail order.
Their plant in Lyon County with a nice showroom is visible right off I-24 at Highway 62. Worth a visit if you have the time. On keeping up the tradition, the ham producers group works with 4-H on its country ham projects, which he thinks is a good sign for the future.
We hope so because, the Kentucky ham producers has been working with the 4-H for several years now. And this year we had 800 kids across the state that come to the state fair and competed. So some of us guys are getting older and not going to be around. So somebody young is going to have to step up.
And his grand champion ham brought $600,000 for charity at the annual State Fair Ham Breakfast. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.